FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Today's show is brought to you by U.S. Gold Corp. U.S. Gold Corp is a U.S.-focused gold exploration and development company advancing high-potential projects in Wyoming and Nevada. U.S. Gold Corp has consolidated a district on Nevada's productive Cortex Trend and is advancing the Copper King project towards production in Wyoming. Led by a team of prolific company builders and renowned explorers, including Dave Mathewson, who is directly responsible for several major Nevada gold discoveries, U.S. Gold Corp is well-capitalized and has an extremely tight share structure with less than 20 million shares outstanding and trades on the NASDAQ, a major exchange, under the ticker symbol USAU. To learn more, go to usgoldcorp.gold. That's usgoldcorp.gold.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is March 25th. 2019, a date that will live in infamy. Yes, it's the day after the Attorney General Barr disclosed the contents or the conclusions of the much awaited and dreaded Mueller report. And what was the net result? The net result is that the president was fully exonerated of all charges that he conspired, or his election campaign conspired, colluded with the Russians to steal the election, and that he wasn't exonerated of charges of obstruction of justice, which I think was more just Mueller sticking it to the president and maybe throwing a bone to the bulldog Andrew Weissman. Obviously he said that they couldn't bring charges. So Trump is not being charged for obstruction of justice. Probably that's just a little stone across Trump's bow, just to say, hey, you badmouthed us all this time, so we're not going to totally clear you of obstruction of justice. But the very notion that he obstructed the investigation is absurd, because in Rosenstein's letter, in Mueller's, what he got from Mueller was that nobody interfered with the investigation. So if nobody interfered with the investigation, how could there be obstruction of the investigation? Doesn't make sense, does it? So, hey, right now I'm here in Newport Beach, California, one of the most beautiful cities in the world. Oceanfront views, clean, you can eat off the sidewalks. It is a super wealthy, affluent, and all around great place. What am I doing here, you might ask? And what I am doing here is I'm here for, well, it's already finished. Jason Hartman, our good friend, jasonhartman.com, sponsored the show. His Meet the Masters of Income Property. And I got to tell you, this could be the best conference seminar I have ever been to. And, you know, like any conference, went on for 2 days, sometimes a drag, sometimes some of the speakers aren't the most dynamic, but I learned a strategy that you are going to want to know about. If you've got a windfall coming, you're selling your home for way more than you paid, you're selling your business, you are selling or liquidating a stock portfolio with huge profits in it, then you need to know about this strategy, because you can legally wind up paying little or no taxes on your profit. That's right. Whether it's capital gains, whether it's ordinary income, you know, if you do this right, you can actually wind up paying little or no income tax, and you'll avoid paying it legally into the future. So if you're interested in that, just send me an email, kl@kerrylutz.com. Let's go back to Mueller now, but seriously, this thing is legal. I'm not your tax advisor. I'm not your attorney. I'm just educating you to the possibilities. So if you want to work together on a strategy to help you minimize your, perhaps even eliminate the tax, the windfall tax on your profits, then just email me, kl@carrylutz.com. Send me a phone number when we can talk, time to talk, and I'll be in touch. So back to Inspector Clouseau-Mueller. So first thing, this has bothered me from the get-go. Every time you see mention of the dossier, remember the dreaded dossier that had all of this stuff that wasn't true, that couldn't be verified, nobody could prove anything, and even Comey said it was salacious, the allegations in it, and Trump was, I don't even want to talk about what he supposedly did in a hotel room in Russia. It was concocted by the alleged former spy, Christopher Steele. He worked for MI6 in England, in the UK. That is the equivalent of their CIA. And what a bunch of boobs. So him, Nelly Orr, she was working for Fusion GPS before the dossier got concocted. She was accessing, apparently, NSA databases, coming up with intelligence, feeding it over to Steele. He was then concocting the thing, giving it to the media, and Bruce Orr is in the middle of this saying, maybe, fellas, this not such a good idea. Even though we know Trump is going to lose, maybe we shouldn't do this. Here's what bothers me about the description. When was the last time that you ever saw Christopher Steele's name without the prefix retired spy? Now, who says he retired? I didn't see his retirement papers. Did you? I have no idea if this guy is still active. You know, the CIA, MI6 intelligence is like the mafia. You could retire, but when they need you, they call upon you to do jobs, and you come out of retirement. I don't believe this guy's retired, because you never retire. I don't believe he undertook this whole smear of Trump and his participation in it without his higher ups in MI6, and it might even go to the prime minister's office without them approving this. Remember, Trump was agitating against the UK and he helped get Brexit passed. Remember that? And they didn't want him to be US president in the worst possible way, because they knew he wasn't going to play ball with all of their schemes. With, you know, the Brits have been doing this for hundreds of years, causing trouble, manipulating stuff in our country, around the world, false flag attacks, all of these things they've been involved in. And don't even get me started on the royal family, what they are involved in. So was Christopher Steele really retired? Well, I want to see his retirement papers. I want to see his personnel file before I'm going to agree that he was retired. And even then, you can't believe anything that they give you, because all the files, they make them up after the fact. These intelligence agencies are experts at forging up documents. This is what they live for. This is what they're all about. Disinformation, propaganda, stirring up trouble, starting wars, all of these things. This is what the intelligence agencies do. The CIA is kind of just a copy of MI6. You know, the CIA is no better, no worse than MI6. Maybe they could be worse because they have a bigger budget, unlimited budget, and more money than MI6. I don't know the answer to that. But I could tell you this, until I see his retirement papers and a video of his going away retirement party, I don't believe it. I mean, instantly the media puts terms into a story and it's accepted as true. Well, as you know, you can't believe anything the media tells you from the get-go. You must question everything. No one's ever questioned whether or not Christopher Steele is really retired. And if he's not, then this shows complicity in the whole Russia collusion imbroglio, kerfuffle, whatever you want to call it. Put up job. It was a scam from the get-go. You know, Trump was not conspiring with the Russians. It's absurd on its face. Hillary started it. They paid Fusion GPS for the dossier, which then became the basis for foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act warrants on numerous people in the Trump campaign, which then became the basis for the Mueller investigation. All of this was garbage, you know, from the get-go. So I guess justice prevailed. But I want to pose another hypothesis, not a theory because I can't prove it, have no evidence. But look at the way the Mueller investigation just went away all of a sudden. First, you hear that Andrew Weissman, the bulldog, one of the most corrupt members of the DOJ ever to serve the government, although guys like that don't serve the government, they pervert the government's purpose, which is to protect you from enemies within and without, but they wind up going after people. Mueller has done this too. He's not clean. Going back to Boston, he's got literally a closet full of skeletons. He was involved in the Uranium One deal, which gave all 20% of the U.S. Uranium reserves to Vladimir Putin. And he was just never this picture of integrity. He's actually put innocent people in jail, just like Weissman. So Weissman disappears, leaves last week. And a week later, the investigation's done. Report is filed with AG, Attorney General William Barr, who seems to be a stand-up guy, but definitely has deep state connections. So this just happened so quickly. And it happened a matter of days after Attorney General Barr got confirmed and met with Mueller. And supposedly, and this I have no ability to prove or disprove, but there were articles, Gateway Pundit, other places, that there were sealed indictments against the president's children, Ivanka, Donnie Jr., and Jared Kushner, his son-in-law. And if you're a QAnon fan, which I am, he mentions these and that, can the attorney general withdraw indictments? Yes, the attorney general can kill or stop any investigation that he pleases. He should have a reasonable basis for it. He shouldn't just do it as a political favor to contributors. This is exactly the kind of thing that's going on in Canada right now with their scandal. So, yeah, the attorney general, look, during LBJ, various investigations were killed by the DOJ into him when he was a senator. So this happens. I mean, it all comes down to prosecutorial discretion, whether or not to bring a case. So Q says those sealed indictments were removed. And right after he said that, the whole Mueller thing just ends. And it just seems to me that this thing didn't just end where they said, all right, we're done, because Mueller looked like he was ready to go on for the rest of Trump's term, investigating. I think what happened, and supposedly that Schumer and Pelosi wrote a letter saying, you know, we'll get them to back off the investigation if you agree not to declassify all of the FISA warrants, which were obviously illegally obtained, corruptly obtained, and there was no reason other than the fact that by being able to surveil or wiretap Carter Page and Papadopoulos, they could then go two steps out and bug everybody who ever talked to them. And it also, they were bugging this before the FISA warrants, so getting the FISA warrant effectively koshered up the illegal surveillance that they were doing before. And then we know with good reason to believe that Admiral Rogers went to Trump Tower right after Trump was elected and said, hey, you're being bugged, you're being surveilled, you need to get out of Trump Tower. And right after that, like the next day, they moved to Bedminster to the Trump National Golf Course there. And the rest, as they say, is history. So it just reminded me of another Mueller case that kind of just out of nowhere just collapsed and went away. And that was the downing of Flight 800. Depending on what your conspiracy theory du jour is the army shut it, the Navy shot it down, or perhaps it was Arab terrorist. But if you remember that investigation, Deputy Director Karlstrom, who seemed to be a stand-up guy, was conducting the investigation, and all of a sudden the NTSB, they were the FBI was conducting it in association with the NTSB, and they said they found explosive residue in the wreckage. And right after that, then they said, oh no, it was just a drill. They were testing out some dogs on the plane, and they have to use some semblance of real explosives to know whether the dogs are doing their job. So right after this, the NTSB steps out of the investigation, and the FBI is totally in charge of it. And they come up with this crazy theory that it was the middle or center fuel tank. There was a defect in it, a latent defect. Forget the planes had millions of takeoffs and landings, billions of miles flown all around the world, and none of this had ever come out before. But the FBI said, nope, center fuel tank, no foul play, everything is fine. And Boeing, you need to fix that. And I didn't even know that Boeing ever even looked at it. The story just died. That's the point. The investigation's killed. The FBI, the NTSB pick up their tents and they leave. And this is exactly the same type of happening here. So at the time, Karlstrom was working for Mueller. Mueller was running the FBI. And then that investigation just died. This is exactly the same thing. So theory here, actually hypothesis, no possible way that I can prove this. I just feel like a deal was made between Barr with his deep state connections, as a close association, good friends with Inspector Clouseau, Mueller, and he just told them, look, we'll take Pelosi Schumer's deal, you call off the dogs, and we will end the investigation and exonerate, or mostly exonerate, the president. And here's where you got to think like a Trump to understand what he did here. So they get rid of the alleged sealed indictments against his kids. Is it true? I don't know. Q seemed to imply it, and we read in several articles, Gateway Pundit and others, that supposedly there were sealed indictments against Jared, Ivanka, and Donnie Jr. So Trump says, oh yeah, we'll do the deal. We'll just forget about it. Let bygones be bygones. I won't declassify the FISA memos, which show widespread wrongdoing at our intelligence agencies, DOJ, FBI, CIA, all of them. So Trump's just like, oh yeah, let bygones be bygones. You tried to destroy my presidency. You tried to depose me in a silent coup. You tried to stop me from getting elected to be president. And I could just see Trump saying, yeah, let's agree to that. But with the intent, they might even have a letter of agreement, might even be signed by Trump or by Barr. But then once Trump is off the hook, what incentive does he have to go along with that deal? So instead, he just moves straight ahead, declassifies everything, and puts the dogs of war onto these wrongdoers, as well as the Democratic Party. So, yeah, would Trump renege on a deal? I think he's done it before for strategic reasons, for tactical reasons. So if a deal got made here, and I don't know that it did, but it just seems very suspicious the way one minute it was going to go on for another year. He had $20 million in his budget, Mueller, and the next minute it's dead and he leaves town. You know, the guy's been there for 22 months. He leaves town the week before Bulldog Andrew Weissman, corrupt DOJ lifer, career person, he's going to leave to go spend more time with his family. He's going to work at what law school? I think Harvard Law. And he's going to help people who were improperly convicted get their convictions thrown out. Maybe he should start with some of his own victims himself and get them thrown out and get them exonerated. You know, it's just too pat. It's too clean. It's too easy. It's too over. And of course, the media, even Fox News, is not going to look into these motivations. So if you've got any information out there that tends to lead credence to what I'm saying, I'd love to hear from you. The email address is kl@carrylutz.com. And if you can tell me whether or not Christopher Steele is really retired. I mean, the guy is younger than me. He was born in the 60s. He's only in his 50s. I just find it hard to believe that the guy is really retired. What's he been doing all this time? You know, they go when their cover gets broken or whatever, they're high-ranking officials, just like Mueller. Okay? Mueller has been retired from the FBI for how many years? But his buddies there, his people, his sponsors say, this is a job for Robert Mueller, and he comes running out of retirement. He's an old man already. He doesn't look that old. He's in pretty good shape. Maybe he's getting some of that young kid's blood transfusions. I don't know. But he comes running out of so-called retirement. It's just, like I say, when you work for the intelligence community, you're never, ever really retired. So any proof on this topic, I would love to hear from it. And don't forget, if you've gotten a windfall, you're going to get a windfall from a sale of an asset, sale of your business, liquidation of a stock portfolio, etc., etc. If you won the lottery, even then, we can work with you to minimize, dramatically reduce your income tax burden and even eliminate it. I know that sounds hard to believe, but we work with your attorney, your tax advisor, and if you got a windfall like this, you should have a tax advisor anyway. Don't do any TurboTax on your own. We can greatly, drastically reduce the tax you're going to owe and maybe even eliminate it. And you'll be able to purchase an income-producing asset at the same time. So it's a double hit because you avoid the taxes legally and you invest in producing income-producing cash-flowing assets. It's amazing. I couldn't believe it when I heard it, but it's as a result of the new tax law, and it went into effect the end of last year. You got to take advantage of it before the government tries to take it away when they realize this is a loophole about as big as anyone that I've ever seen before, reminiscent of the ones in the 60s and 70s that were available to you and I. Anyways, that's it for now. Hey, take a look at jasonhartman.com. If there's any properties there that interest you, take a look at the property site. If you like it, just email me, kl@carrylutz.com, and I will help guide you through it. A lot of these properties, amazing properties, will yield at least 10% cash on cash return. That means if you put in $100,000 into one of these properties, although most of them sell for around that, some sell for a couple hundred thousand, but if you put in $50,000, you'll make $5,000 cash on cash return, but your total return will be higher due to tax savings and due to the fact of other factors, potential appreciation on the property. A lot of factors that go into this, but 10% cash on cash return, a lot of nice properties, new construction, really great properties. So just email me, kl@carrylutz.com. That's it for today. It's been another Triple Lutz Report. Carrie Lutz signing off.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.